This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. Unfortunately, the coronavirus is starting to hit close to home in Kennebec County. Over the past few days, the first death in the county has been reported, and this week there has been a confirmed positive case at the St. Clair Living Community in Mora. To protect the privacy of the individual, there was no clarification as to whether this person was an employee, a resident, or some other possibility. This data was released by the Minnesota Department of Health. As of May 20th, the number of deaths in Minnesota was at 777, with 635 of those cases stemming from long-term or assisted living facilities. With more restrictions eased on May 18th, you might find your favorite Mora area small business open. Be aware that there are strict rules that an establishment must adhere to be open, and that how well you prepare yourself will determine whether you're able to enter. More info can be found at the Minnesota Department of Health website or mdh.gov. Here at Lakes 103, we want to encourage you to shop locally. Our businesses are counting on it. A big day for Mora High School seniors, as a parade of seniors is scheduled as a special tribute to the class of 2020. Very important information on how this will be attended and presented safely can be found at moraschools.org. The Senior Spotlight Night is scheduled to begin at 8:20 p.m. on Friday. Residents are encouraged to turn on their yard lights as a show of support. With Memorial Day on its way, we talked to Mayor Alan Scramstead about the veterans service that they put on annually and how that's going to change this year.
It's not open to the public. It'll be live streamed and videotaped on Facebook Live at the Kennebec County Veterans Minnesota site. Kennebec County Veterans Minnesota. So it'll be live streamed. It'll strictly be honor guard only. Can't invite the public. It's because of the 10-person rule and COVID rules that the governor has set down that, it's not open to the public. It'll be live streamed, and you can, if you have access to social media, you can watch it.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Scramstead. Braham Pi Day has been canceled due to coronavirus concerns. The committee feels that there's just not a way to keep the community, vendors, and volunteers safe at this time. With the relaxing of restrictions on May 18th, Governor Walz had this to say about moving forward.
We have to ease back into doing business, but not the way we used to. Employers have to implement new protections for employees and customers. We all have to remain cautious for our own health and the health of our neighbors.
Governor Walz also answered the question of why now and not before.
We have built out hospital capacity so that we can ensure as many Minnesotans as possible receive the care they need when they need it. We have increased the number of ventilators and ICU beds for when people fall really ill.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. With the coronavirus making things uncertain, we talked with John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair.
As of right now, we're not made no decision until after the 1st of June.
That was John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.